All right, first read, Sharon, chapter 4.
An ordinance amending chapter 4 of the City of Dunwoody Code of Ordinances by amending the license denial process, amending certain outdoor event permit provisions, and for other purposes.
Nicely done, thank you. All right, on first read, it's been a while, but I think we're in due discussion on first read. Is there any discussion at this point?
Just one thing I'd like to ask the city attorney. I think somewhere in here it says that denial letter is received, that a licensee has 10 days to appeal an administrative decision. And I just wonder if, here it is. I'm sorry, in paragraph B, manager shall notify the licensee in writing no later than 10 days prior to such a hearing of a date of hearing pursuant to section 2 of this article, and that is in front of the board. I just wondered, from a legal standpoint, is 10 days enough notification for a licensee to, you know, prepare everything and for a hearing?
I need to address that.
Yes, sir, it is. It's been designated to be a reasonable period of time by several cases, case law. It's a standard period, 10 days. You'll see it in many ordinances throughout many cities. 10-day notice for an administrative hearing has been deemed to have been reasonable.
All right, any other discussion? Thank you, Lenny. Jenny. All right, we're moving on. Resolution.
Resolution amending the schedule of fees for alcohol licensing in the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, Schedule A, and authorizing the mayor and city clerk or their designees to execute any and all documents necessary for the implementation thereof.
Thank you. Does anybody want to speak on the resolution itself or no?
Sure.
Give you an opportunity to stretch your leg.
Presently, our ordinance states that patio permits, in order to be able to sell alcohol on a patio, requires a permit, and it states there will be a fee attached. This resolution sets that fee.
All right, any questions for Brian?
Brian, does this fee fit in with any other fee of almost the same nature as far as price-wise is concerned? Do we have any other fee to balance this off of?
Is there any other alcohol permit fee that is, you know, somewhat like this, or is the same amount?
We have an additional bar fee, which I would say is somewhat similar to this fee.
I'm just trying to figure out if this is a reasonable fee.
Well, I'll tell you what. The city regulates alcohol. We've got some rules established that sets the requirements for someone to get a patio fee. That includes mainly egress and ingress requirements, plus a posting stating that you're not allowed to carry alcohol into the public, you know, out of the patio into the public areas. It's just the administrative fee for the city to actually administer that, go and do an inspection if that's what they're going to do to make sure it meets the requirements.
Okay. Any other questions? Yes, John.
I also take it for granted that this is really a tack-on in the sense that it's usually at a business that's already serving alcohol, and this is really just a tack-on to the patio aspect of it.
That's correct. If they want to actually serve it on a patio, it required an additional fee. This is a tack-on to allow them to actually serve it in the patio area. There are exclusions for such things as hotels and stuff like that, but yeah, for the most part, if you're in a patio, you need to have the permit and pay this fee.
Mayor, I move we adopt the resolution as written.
First read.
Second. That's the first resolution.
Oh, I'm sorry. First read.
All right, there's a... Okay, I thought Mr. Ross seconded the discussion. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, resolution passes. Jim,